Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, darling.
Let me ask you something, John. How long have we been this effing show? How long have we been doing this effing show?
Effing show. I guess we have listeners because you would have said the other word. I'd say a while, at least a week or two.
All right. So my question to you is, why the F would you be calling me on my phone at 4.5 minutes before showtime? What did you have to tell me?
That I'm here, darling, and I'm from New Jersey, and I'm a pain in the ass. Is there any other questions?
You know, we have got to meet someday, because I swear we're going to get
one
so
these,
fucking
one of these
drunk.
Days it's going to happen. One of these days. Yeah, I mean, you're going
I'm
to go
going
hang
there.
Out with the Moonshine Bandits. You're leaving me high and dry, which is fine.
I'm going. We're going to get drunk. In fact, I want to drink, like, whiskey, and I want to pour DEFCON sauces into my whiskey, and we're going to have, like,
good.
We're just going to have a good time.
That's
you're
good.
Like,
I'll put your face, you'll be face down in the horse trough. What?
I'm trying to start the damn show, and you're calling me at 4 minutes and 50 seconds, and I'm like, why the fuck is he calling me?
Oh, you said the F word. See, they told you not to.
screw it.
Because
oh,
I'm
I
a
know.
Pain in the ass. And you should know I'm a pain in the ass by now. If you don't know that yet, well, then there it is.
People, welcome to the show. You don't have any clue what it takes for me to get this show started.
Oh, stop it. Okay. Oh, I should get the violins out now. I got to get some noises for you.
No, I'll take blame. I wait till the last minute before I actually get anything done, because usually I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
So he can complain because he's got his man pon. He got man pons. Yeah.
And then I got you calling me, and you know I'm over here going nuts trying to get everything set up. In fact, just 14 minutes ago, I was at my neighbor's house, and I drank 1.5 bottles of wine with him. He had a jambalaya.
Oh, good.
And he calls me up at like 5:30, says, come over for jambalaya and wine. So I was setting the show up. I ran over there, drank 1.5 bottles of wine, ate some jambalaya.
So it was chicken and rice?
And I'm like, huh?
Chicken and rice?
Pieces. He actually had rice and chicken and sausage in it, actually.
Well, see, jambalaya is jamba is chicken and I is rice. So jambalaya is chicken and rice. You don't have to be all fancy with us.
Well, what's the sausage part? Jambalaya sausage?
Well, I'll put my sausages on anything. Just don't cut it off.
Boy, do I have a story I wish I could tell right now. Okay, so anyway, I'm at his house. It's 8:43. He looks at me, and he says, hey, Grill, this is fun, but don't you have a radio show to go do? I'm like, oh, crap, you're right. So welcome to the show. If you want to call in, this is another one of those nights where
we're going
to let the customers, are they customers? I guess they could be customers. Customers and listeners can call in 714-242-5272. And by the way, if Horny Bill Horn is out there, today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Horny Bill. And
happy freaking birthday.
I know. Friday the 13th, can you believe it? Friday the 13th.
Well, and also he outlived Hugh Hefner.
He did.
Yes,
he got similar stories. He got similar stories to you.
Yes, he does. Down deep in the mud.
So, hey, Horny Bill, if you're out there, you can call in. I told you, and I wrote you a personal email. Call in. We'd like to wish you a happy birthday personally and probably pick your brain about the porn industry. But we have no guests. Now, next week, John, by the way, I have been able to get a guest. This guy is cool. He's got a charcoal oven that he's invented over in the UK.
You can do it inside the home?
Yes. It's pretty cool. He sent me pictures of it.
Oh, good, good. If it fails, it lulls you to sleep.
It's a charcoal oven, and it's pretty cool. He was sending me all the details. He sent me all the schematic drawings, and I'm pretty impressed. But anyway, he's from the UK. He says he listens to us all the time.
Spell schematic.
So, hey, we got one listener. Hey, UK guy with a charcoal oven, thanks for listening. But he's coming on next week. What's his name? The only reason I said that, his name is, I think, Fogarty. Fuck, I forget. Anyway, next week I'll promote him. Next week, I don't remember the guy's name. But he's coming on next week.
Oh, my God. Oh, you cracked me up, dude. Oh, my God. You don't go out. You don't bow out gracefully. I fucked up. Let's take the horns by the bull by the horns, and let's run this all the way through the freaking China shop. Wow.
Okay, so.
That was something.
How was the
garden?
Oh,
son of a bitch. It's starting to rain. See what you guys do.
Are you outside?
Yes, I'm outside. I'm always outside. I can't talk like this in front of my wife.
So how was the garlic festival? I heard the festival stunk. Is that true?
Let's put it this way. When we do shows, they're usually, industry shows. Hot sauce, chili, stuff like that. This was not really our show. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to cast any disparagement on the people running it. There was a shit ton of people that showed up, though, dude. I'll tell you what. It was biblical rain.
on Sunday morning.
Like
yeah, dude,
like
it
Noah,
was
like Noah version, right?
Dude, I'm like getting hit in the head with freaking locusts. I mean, it was biblical, and we got. I mean, it was wow. And people still showed up. They still showed up in droves, and I thought they were a little weird because, well, that doesn't happen in hot sauce outdoor shows because there really aren't very many of them. But anyway, it wasn't our show. We're gonna give it another shot. We'll give it one more shot. I mean, we're the newbies. And everybody asked, have you heard of DEF CON sauces? And everybody said, no, I just wanted to, like, smack them. Like, well, now you have. But, yeah, you got to keep that at home. I got a good one for you. Guess who I get
to see tomorrow? No seeds to seed naive without trust, no greed to seed a leaf without a... No seeds to seed naive without trust, no greed to seed a leaf without a... No seeds...
What the hell? What the hell was that?
Well, I was trying to play the crickets, and then the song started. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to tell me?
What the hell was the song? What was that garbage? It would sound like the Beatles.
The song is called Animals Like Us by Aaron English, but I knew it had, like, crickets in the beginning, so I was trying to play the crickets.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay, you might want to look at Pink Floyd, Uma Guma, a bunch of groovy insects hanging out with a pick in a cave. Use that one. No, it works. Look it up. Uma Guma. Second album.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You were saying?
Anyway, I'm still hobbling around, though. Guess who I get to see tomorrow? I get to see a rheumatologist. Isn't that cool?
A who? A what?
A rheumatologist. He doesn't even work for a hotel. Imagine that.
Rheumatologist? What
is such
an
RH, Frank. Right, I understand. It's basic medicine, but it's okay. We understand. You're below the maze.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Wow. Okay. You bought your first cut rate sound album. Okay. Let's work with this.
What is a rheumatologist? I don't know what that is.
Rheumatoid arthritis rheumatologist.
Oh.
R-E-H. Yeah. R-H-E-A-U-M. Rheumatologist.
Okay.
Right. Right. Dude, okay.
Yeah,
if you're going to be Mr. Bells and Whistles here, oh, I should. Oh, boy. Oh, I could. Ooh, I could. Ooh,
no,
what I could do.
You have arthritis, not to laugh. I'm trying to be serious here. Do you have.
I can tell, yeah. I got the friggin' high ankle sprain that set off the fucking gout. That all of a sudden, bam, the shit's usually gone in 2 days. Now it's been over a month. Yeah,
really?
I feel like Hephaestus at the base of Vulcan, forging weapons for the Greek gods. I have a club foot right now. Laugh all you want there, pal.
What did you just say? It's funny as hell, but what?
Yeah, it's funny as hell. I got a club foot that I can barely walk on. Yeah, that's
really?
Fucking hilarious. I'm jumping for joy on this one.
So when you text me and say you just hobbled in, you're literally still hobbling on your foot.
Wow, nothing gets by you.
No, it doesn't. No, I thought you were kidding me, actually. When you wrote that text message,
I'm not kidding. No, I'm hobbling around. I've still got the boot on. Had the boot on
no
for
kidding.
A month now. It sucks. Yeah. And the biblical rain didn't help with the boot.
I'm trying to find some serious music. I can't find any. So you're actually – you're going to see a rheumatologist tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow morning. I've got to wake up at 5:30 tomorrow morning. Got to be at the setup for the Chatham Farmers Market at the train station Chatham, New Jersey, right from the Morris Essex line. I'll be set up there till about 9:30, 10:00 when Maggie, the awesome wife unit, takes over from getting off of work overnight at the hospital. She's taking my place so I can go to the rheumatologist. I get done with that. I get back there about 11, 12 o'clock to relieve her so she can go home and go to sleep because she hasn't slept for a while. And then I close up shop at 1 o'clock.
Wow. No, I kid, but I didn't know. I really didn't know. So you got arthritis is it the ankle?
No, it's not even arthritis, dude. You can actually see the gout crystals through the skin, dude. It's fucking gross.
Oh,
It really is gross.
I'm not laughing. I'm just kind of like picturing the whole thing. It's like gross.
No, it looks like milky white under the skin, and those are the crystals that are inflaming the entire knuckle of the left foot big toe. So the left foot big toe sticks out like a big FU sticker.
So what is the rheumatologist going to tell you? Which I guess you don't
know. Hey. Get a hold of Patrick. He could tell me.
Patrick.
He could tell me.
Right,
like, I know what he's going to tell me. Oh, I don't know. Oh, Mr. E. Dr. E. You are going to. I can't get a link up. There's no mental link up tonight. He must be sleeping or something.
All right. We kid, but let's back up a second. I don't remember.
I ain't kidding.
how did you screw up your ankle? I don't remember.
Carrying plywood upstairs. And I lost my balance, go to correct it, and high ankle sprain.
Wow.
High ankle sprain triggered the gout. I'm gout prone. I get it a couple times during the year. But this triggered it like, let's release the monster. And now it lives in my foot.
Wow. How old are you?
18.
No, I say this because I'm 57. How old are you?
Oh, you didn't ask what planet.
What?
On this planet, I'm a little older than 18.
On this planet. But how old are you? I'm 57.
Planet.
How old are you?
Hail Bop, baby. Doug, beware Hail Bop. Huh?
Because are you older or younger than me? Because I'm asking the reason why how I want to know how old you are, because it's something I need to look forward to.
You will suffer my pain, Job. shall suffer.
Or is it something I bypassed and got lucky? How old are you?
Just over 50.
Okay, so I bypassed it. I was lucky because I have a.
You didn't buy? No. Look, short thinker. Tall guy, short thinker. It happens. This can come on. You drink a lot of wine and beer and stuff, and you like fish.
Yes.
Oh, those are the two main culprits. Watch yourself.
No kidding.
Dude, you don't want gout. Gout fucking sucks. If you look at your toe wrong. She's a witch, burner. She's a witch. Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm
you gotta get some money. You gotta get some Monty Python. No. See, you gotta get Monty Python for some of your little noise things. They're funny.
No, I actually, small rocks. I kid a lot, but no, I know you're in pain. I didn't know it was this bad. If you're seeing a room, what do you call
it? Oh, as if that mattered. We've been doing, this is the fifth show since I've had this pain, and we've done nothing but laugh through it. I'm still laughing, Frank.
I see as you are. Hey, I promoted you last week, though. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's great.
I did.
What are you, Wolfman Frank? Yeah, now we got Wolfman Frank. Okay.
I actually put a plug in for you guys last week at the end. I thought it was very nice, and I thought it was very appropriate.
It was nice. I didn't say it wasn't. Actually, I laughed in my pain for the previous month. I figured I was worth it.
Okay. So, anybody want to call in? Obviously not. 714-242-5272.
Call into the show. Share my pain.
And by the way, I was just looking at the numbers. I cannot for the life of me understand. And I talk about this every week. But why are people in Saudi Arabia and Egypt listening to our show?
I don't know. Has anybody shipped you a bomb belt yet?
Not yet, but it's like they're in the fourth and fifth in line. I mean, United States is always number one. Canada's number two. But we've got Egypt and Saudi Arabia in the top five, and I cannot freaking understand why.
Wait,
Korea.
I've got food news.
Yeah.
I have food news. Canada.
Okay.
You mentioned Canada. Well,
yeah.
It just so happens that this could be a very major point in the timeline of the DEFCON sources continuum. That all of a sudden, man, we're going to be. It looks like we might just be major players in Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
The music kind of fits. Yeah, the music kind of fits. So, we're having a whole bunch of stuff made, and this is a trial run for like 70 stores, and then it goes into like hundreds. It could turn into something amazingly huge.
Are you in? Wait a minute, let me turn off the music. Are you in Loblaws, maybe?
In what?
Loblaws, is it like the biggest supermarket chain in Canada? Are you at Loblaws, or can you tell yet? Can you tell anything?
I am not going to mention anything.
Oh,
trying to say, Frank, is I'm in the works to have something very large happen in my life.
in Canada.
Yeah, imagine that. I mean, we've had a few stores and pick us up and over the years, and then they'll buy a case here. But the people they were selling to now were originally wholesalers, and they did very well with our stuff. And they pitched a supermarket chain to remain unnamed. And they're very interested, and the client is even more interested because they want our stuff no matter what. And it's really kind of cool. We've hit a nerve.
Cool.
I guess DEFCON will be assimilating Canada into the continuum.
That's pretty cool. Now, if you get in, I don't know all the players, but I know Loblaws is a big supermarket chain up there. But no, Canada is a big market. Did you know that Canada?
Oh, by the way, the label thing is not off the table either. We've been going back and forth. We've been dumb busy. Maggie's got like no sleep. The last month and a half is a month and a half. I wish I could just like.
I've been on delay here and watch TV all night.
I don't know what happened here.
The least you could do is play some decent crap like that with C.W. McCall, the convoy guy. Please. Are you kidding me? Really, what is that? What are you doing? Dude, you need some serious help with the soundboard. I can make you some sounds that will make you very, very happy. But why would I do something like that? Why would I hit the wrong button.
You were saying, what about Maggie?
No, you're really, really afraid. You hit the wrong button. That goddamn, I thought I was moving to something like Kentucky or something. Damn, I didn't know where I was. I'll tell you what.
You were saying you and Maggie are doing what now about labels?
No, we're still on board. It's been stupid like the last month and a half. It really has. I mean, people, all you did was move. Yeah, all I did was move. Now I'm a fucking gimp for like over a month. We got so much shit going on. People that sit on the couch and enjoy sitcoms every night bite me.
Yes.
It's like when someone from small business says that they've had a tiring month, believe them. Believe them.
Okay.
Because if you don't, we will suck your soul out while you're sleeping.
Whoa, you scared me there for a second about sucking something. That suck your soul out. Okay.
Oh, sucking souls is what I do. Oh, swallow your soul.
Right, we're going to start food news in a minute. But, hey, Horny Bill Horn, if you want to call in, Horn the Porn is his birthday. Happy
Horny
birthday.
Bill
so
Horn. Wow, I guarantee he's never been called that before.
Horny
Bill Horn.
He actually, he told me his license plate says Horn. What did he tell me today? H-O-R-N-Y-B. Horny B. I guess Horny Bill, right?
Wow, man, I think it's by you. That's what, man. The man, the legend. I tell you what, right here. You're hearing, the IQ speak.
Are you there? Do you ever wonder?
You can't get rid of me. I'm like herpes, dude.
When I look at the numbers each week, I shake my head. I'm like, do people really listen to us?
Well, hey, if they do, they're probably smiling right now because we're a little screwed up. But hey, it makes the world turn. Everyone does their own thing, and if you want some comedic relief, with a little bit of like bizarre like guests and bizarre talk about food and stuff like that, well, I mean, why wouldn't you just tune in? I mean, it's not costing you anything to tune in, and
true.
If you do once, you can do it again. We're like meth.
True. And you're right, it is free. I mean, how can you have so much fun for free? You can't. You go to the fair.
I'll tell you what, and
like
I mean, we're the ones working. I'm sitting here, Frank, we are working. You are drinking wine. I am drinking beer sitting on a picnic table in Jersey. It's like we are working here, and people can tune into this for free. This is beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
You can't make stuff like this up. Get rid of that soundboard, dude. These are all bad. They're all bad.
Yeah, some of these sound effects are actually programmed into our system tonight, so I can't even stop them. Okay.
This is what we want you to say tonight, Frank. We are Blog Talk Radio. You shall follow our rules.
No,
do not
mind
the English lady when she speaks. She speaks proper English, you dog.
Let me tell you.
I'll tell you a little
broadcasting secret. So I didn't know this, but a lot of the major radio shows, they'll actually pre-program like sound effects. I did not know this. And
that's sad.
When you know they're coming, you're supposed to say something that relates to the sound effect that is about to happen. But I lost my...
I'm thinking of a cow. Yeah, great. No, that's sad. That's freaking sad, dude.
So I tried to program these things in. I queued them up so that I was supposed to say... like.
Oh, good. Yeah, you did a real good job with that one. Must have been the wine.
I like that.
I wasn't aware you could take the multiple voices in the own head. I'm proud of you, Frank. I'm proud of you.
Wait a minute. My phone unplugged. I was actually trying to be more professional. I didn't know they do this, but they program these things. And they like, you chew them up at a certain time, and then you're supposed to say like something related to that. Yeah, I didn't know this, but anyway, it isn't working.
E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, the duck said quack. E-I-E-I-O. What a quack, quack here, and a quack, quack there.
Actually,
yeah.
We actually have talked 30 minutes. Can you believe it? Okay.
Well, yeah, because we have actually talked 15 minutes because I actually have something to say.
Okay. Food news. You ready for food
and
news?
And you had pity upon me for me foot. You did.
I did, because I didn't really – I make fun, but I didn't realize how bad it was.
Yeah, no, I've been going through a bunch of bullshit, and laugh all you want.
okay.
Life is about
picking. There's supposed to be a sound effect coming here that was appropriate, but it didn't happen. I must have programmed it wrong.
No, they're not going to happen. You cannot. Between you and me, when you got me on a radio, you have no idea what I'm going to do, and to pre-plan it is just an effort and futility.
No, I don't like the pre-planning. No,
that's fine.
We are unscripted, and so I was trying something new tonight, but it's stupid. It's like because you got to be on your mark.
Yeah.
And we're never on our mark.
Well, you're the one with all the controls. I just sit here on my cell phone, sitting on a picnic table in New Jersey, drinking a beer with a gimp foot.
I'm not doing this shit anymore. It's weird.
No, it's not working. It's not working.
I will tell you, there's three more coming up, but I don't remember what time they hit.
Wait. I hit a milestone as of the beginning of this week as well. A major milestone. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Level 38 in Pokemon Go.
Oh, I don't understand that Pokemon shit. You gotta show me.
I didn't ask if you did. I would. I'd be surprised if you did. No. It's level 38.
Yeah.
And it took a long time. It's been since July of 2016. I finally hit level 38. And there's not many people. Well, there's some people that are 40. The level 40 is the top,
Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl.
Dude, are you freaking serious? Dude, you need Don Ho with like tiny bubbles and shit. What you need the ukulele, some Tiny Tim bullshit, like PT-109 stuff. What is that garbage? The guy from The Godfather chasing his grandnephew through the tomato thing and he dies. That's all I heard from that.
That was Dean Martin singing Amore, but I don't
that
know.
Was Dean Martin?
Yeah, that was Dean Martin.
No, that was Dean Martin after a few Deans. Yeah, that, he had a few of them. They'll have to sing something like that. That was horrendous.
No, seriously, because
I don't give a shit if it was or not. I'm just saying. That sounded horrible.
Well, if you want to hear it again.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl.
Oh yes, and I pay taxes to New Jersey, and I feel the same way with the same boys.
How's it go? When your something hits your eye like a pizza pie, that's Amari. Isn't that the song?
When you're, it gets the sky like a big pizza pie, that's a mess. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a mess.
Yeah, Jesus, all right, you ready for
the moon hits
you
your eye. You're not worrying about nothing else but the fact that the moon just hits your eye. So you're a mess. Your head just exploded. The earth is gone, and let's go to tomorrow.
You know what? I actually have a story about that. That happened this afternoon about 1 o'clock. Someone's moon.
You got hit by the moon?
Yeah, somebody's moon hit my eye.
You must have been at Walmart and saw the leopard print go by. Okay.
It was a big pizza pie, and it was Amari.
Oh, God, you almost made me fall over. I was going to sue you for crippledness. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Okay, food news. If anybody is still watching,
we'll go. Oh, I thought you were going to give us a good story for one.
Here we go. Ready? I think this is hilarious.
Shoot.
McDonald's.
All right.
Is designing a new digitally focused customer experience. It's a model. It's going to be applicable to all stores. Now listen to this, John. You don't know the reason why when I finish reading this. Mobile.
Because we all shit ourselves at one time in life.
Huh?
Because we all shit ourselves at least once in life.
Yeah, but listen to this: mobile devices and the web in partnership with an experience agency called Huge. The project will focus on in-store interfaces, drive-through, and emerging technology, reported the Chicago Business Journal. What they're going to do is basically set up McDonald's to be more like the Jetsons and like robots and shit like that. Do you know why, John? You know the answer. Do you know the answer, John?
Yeah, I do. I know the answer. Because Rosie doesn't charge $15 an hour.
Exactly. See what happens? Because companies are smart.
See that?
Like,
You said the Jetsons. I thought the robot Rosie.
Exactly. That's what's happening. So, you know, all these people who are saying, we need $15 an hour to flip burgers. Guess what, dude? Rosie's going to take your damn job because McDonald's can't afford $15 an hour.
Real life story. All right, now with me and Maggie, we travel a lot doing shows and all that kind of stuff. Whatever, we could eat a lot of crap food like McDonald's and Burger King. We don't do it. The only road food we get is Wendy's. See, it's like the best of all the garbage crap out there.
It
really is. If you think different, that's fine. I sign on to Wendy's. Well. There's one in Jersey here that we go to all the time, and usually it's late night when we're riding in because they're open late, which is cool. Usually late night when we're coming back from a show, we'll stop in. Well, the last couple times we've done that,
there's a whole bunch of kids. I don't know what the hell they are. What, early 20s, mid 20s, and they're running around. They have no clue what they're doing. And it's funny because they just set up a here order here kiosk thing in the store, and it's like these kids are mad at the kiosk. It's like, well, wait a minute. And it's funny because there's an older lady there. I got to get her name. She's awesome, and she's like, I don't know what these kids are thinking. And I was like, what do you mean by that? She goes, these kids want $15 an hour. They get your order wrong every time. I'm the one who's sorting through the bag to make sure you're, because she knows Maggie. Maggie is Oreo Wendy's back in like the 80s, all kinds of. And they got to, they're right. Friends. This older lady will actually check our. She's like the supervisor. She'll check our order and make sure if it's not right, she'll make sure it's right when she gives it to us. And nine times out of ten, she's got to fix the order. And we get back in the truck, and I was like, man, that she is awesome. She goes, yeah, she's also going to retire soon. I was like, well, why wouldn't you? She's surrounded by bullshit.
Exactly.
And Maggie goes, I don't understand the $15 and everything. I'm an EMT. Granted, I'm a voluntary EMT here, but EMTs in other places in New Jersey, they get paid like $18 an hour. So you're talking about a $3 difference. Okay, you work at a Wendy's, and you're getting nine, let's say half of the order's wrong, and you want $15 an hour. You got an EMT getting $18 an hour. He gets half of them wrong. That's half of them are dead. There's a little bit of difference here. Is you're going
agree.
With this?
Wait a minute. Hey, John, stop. Stop
yeah.
for 1 second, because we have a program. I have no idea why I had that programmed in there, but it kind of fit because
they're telling us to get smart, dude. That's why we're being stupid. They're telling us to get smart. And okay, now do you remember? You remember Get Smart with Don Adams, all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
You remember Get Smart? Yes. What was the car he drove in? What was the car at the beginning of the opening to the show?
Oh hell! I know his. Wait a minute. Think Agent 99. And what kind of car did he have? DeLorean?
At the beginning, when he parked in front of the building before he went through the phone booth.
That's a good question.
Yes, it is.
What was it? What was it? I don't remember.
Oh, come on. You can't even make through the make of it? A Fiat?
Was it a Fiat? Was
fix
it
anything
a
in tomorrow?
BMW?
Fix it in Tony? What do I know? No, it was not a Fiat.
Was it a BMW?
To beat my wife? No, it was not.
What the hell was it? Mercedes? I can see
yeah.
it.
I don't name my kid after that. No.
What was it?
Don't marry
now
somebody named Mercedes. It's a,
now,
it was
now
a
I'm
Sunbeam.
Now. What was
it,
car?
It was, no, the maker was a Sunbeam. Now. Was
that
it
was
an
a Sunbeam
imp, or
car?
Was it a, yes. Yes, it was. Now, was it an imp or was it a tiger? That's for you
Uh-oh.
To find out.
I don't know, but give me a second. I'll go look
right.
it up on
YouTube. Right. See, I bring intellect to the show. I bring the intellect. I am the guy
that,
with the knowledge of the world.
That is
debatable. It may be debatable. I've already debated it. I've already made a conclusion.
You know, we have 23. We have 23 news stories. Should I go to the next one?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. Remember the glorious sweetened beverage tax?
Oh, in like Philadelphia and New York and shit?
Yeah, well, guess what?
Yep.
They voted it down.
Down.
Yeah, it fell
Good.
Through. It got repealed. As of December
Good.
1st. So there you go. Stupid law anyway.
Not good.
Stupid law.
It was a stupid law. It was a dumb law. Lord Doomberg from New York, he started that nanny crap. It's like, well,
oh,
you can't drink the big soda because you might get some guy got a diabetes. You might get this. What if I don't? Well, you might. What if I don't, Lord Doomberg? It's like a sex Sauron with the big eye looking
Idiot.
Over you in New York. It was so freaking stupid.
It's so stupid. Anyway, they repealed it, which I'm glad to hear. Now, I have no – this. I'm going to read this news story word for word, and I read it like 14 times. I have no idea what it means. So I want you.
Well, I've got after this one, I got a story for you. I've got a news story. Go ahead.
All right, let me read this one, then you can do your news story, because this one, I read it several times, and I have no idea, but the only reason I'm reading it is because I want someone to explain it to me. You ready?
Yep.
California's governor, which we know is Moon.
Okay? Well, there you go. All right, we're in the comedy section already, but anyway, go ahead.
California's governor has vetoed a bill. I don't get
oh,
this.
God.
That would have required subscription services. What the fuck is subscription services? But to get food handler cards for employees handling unpackaged ingredients. What the hell does that mean?
That means that he vetoed a whole bunch of shit that's going to give a whole bunch of more crap with the red tape.
And here's what it says.
That was what they called a shit ton of dumb tape.
Okay, because proponents claim it would have helped prevent foodborne illness. I don't know what the fuck it means.
Wait. You're south of the Manson-Nixon line. What?
Proponents of the bill claim
said
it would have helped prevent foodborne illness, while opponents
right.
believe existing regulations are sufficient for food delivery services. I read this
wow.
thing multiple times, and I have no idea.
Yeah.
What
right. Well, it's kind of like gun laws. The rules are there. Enforce the ones that are on the books. Don't spend a bunch of taxpayer money to do bullshit. Just enforce the ones that are on the books, and everything's going to be fine.
Now, you're going to love this story. You ready?
I can't interject my little news story.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You had a news story. Wait.
Okay. I got one
ready?
Little one. One little one. CNN.
Yeah.
Yes. The Clinton Insta News Network. It actually reported.
Captain
Alf Reiter Zane. What the hell was that?
That was Captain Kangaroo. Remember him?
I remember him, but Mr. Brown Jeans left. I'm sorry, he shit himself. It's Mr. Green Jeans. He left. All right, and Captain Kangaroo. If you look at the pantsuits, there's a few times that good old Swillery wore the same pantsuit as Captain Kangaroo. Think I'm wrong?
Yes,
look it up.
She did.
Anyway,
you're right. The blue with the white shirt.
She did.
The white,
no, she did.
Big giant.
Oh,
yes, she did. Okay,
it was
go ahead.
Captain
so your
Kangaroo.
Food.
All right, my little. Wait, can I get my little news story in? All right.
Yes.
CNN reported. Now, as you know, I'm a big Pokemon Go player. Okay. And CNN actually reported that Pokemon Go had something to do with the election.
Oh,
if you think I'm lying, look this shit up. You cannot make this crap up. Pokemon Go was one of the reasons Hillary lost. I mean, really,
how
it
did that
couldn't
be?
Have been the under. Dude, it's crazy. It's the inanity. It's like what can go? What? My head wants to explode. It's funny. But it's funny. It's so funny. It's sad. It's so sad. It's pathetic. Yes. Yeah. Pokemon Go had something to do with the reason Hillary lost the election. It's like, there you go. You got one right. That should be the CNN. That should be the CNN theme song.
You know what that theme? You know what that song is called? Actually, the Benny
Hill,
song. Yep. No. You know what it's called? Actually, it's called Yakety Sax. Just a little preview.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you done? Are you done with your CNN story? I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh no, that was my one little story. Onward, Christian soldiers.
You know, I used to love that song. when I was like seven. Okay. So
until I said it. Okay.
Organic farmers.
Now it'll probably be called racist for whatever reason. Race has nothing to do with religion, but that's beside the point. But everyone has to be offended by something. Let me be offended by proxy. Person A tells person B an off-color story. Person C is offended because person D was not there to hear the joke. They'd be offended by it. That's offense by proxy. My bad. Let's go back to normal.
All right. Organic farmers, your favorite people. You know those folks that
talk
about.
Oh, organic farmers. Yeah. I know a couple of organic farmers. They're nice people. They're organic. When you shake their hands, it's an organic handshake.
In fact, wait a minute. I should play this before I read this again. Here we go again. Okay.
Oh, no.
Do you ready?
That's the best one you had tonight.
The USDA. Wait, get away for it. Ready?
Oh, the USDA. No, whenever you say, okay, wait, Frank. Whenever you say USDA, you got to put that song on.
I can't get rid
USDA,
of it.
USDA, Benny Hill. Yeah, that's. Oh, my God.
How do I turn this damn thing off? It's programmed, you can't turn it off.
Oh, good. Good. Oh, they programmed you. Have program it?
Well, can you hear me?
The machine. You're becoming one with the Borg.
There it goes. The USDA is releasing $20.2 million to help organic farmers and ranchers bring their products to market. The 24 grants will fund research, education, and extension projects intended to improve yields, quality, and profitability for organizations with organic standards. That's such bullshit.
Gotcha. So $20 million? $20 million nationwide.
$20 million, yes. Which is like
you ever put spit in a bucket? You ever put spit in a bucket?
Yes.
$20 million. $20 million. But we'll give hundreds of million dollars. Some bullshit like how fast can shrimp run? And we go to that's hundreds of millions. You know, $20 million to do this crap, but we can spend. Really? It's like the nematode. Oh, the nematode. We got to spend $100 million because it lives in a lake. We must spend $180 million because I need some kickbacks to give back to Farmer Brown and the utensil store back in farming. Lord Almighty! And $20 million. $20 million. Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Here, okay. That's what the Amish spend on carriages.
Are you done? Okay, Kroger.
That was actually a pretty good rant. I was on the side of the farmer on that one.
No, that was good. Kroger. You've heard of Kroger supermarkets, right?
Kroger. It starts with a K. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, they're considering the sale of the gas stations and the convenience stores, including the Quick Shop. Loaf and Jug. Have you ever been to a Loaf and Jug? I haven't. I've never seen a Loaf and Jug.
Oh, what the frick is that? The Loaf and Jug? What the hell did you say?
Loaf and Jug. Loaf and Jug. That's what it says.
The Loaf and Jug. So you can get a growler and a loaf of bread.
I know. I've been to a Quick Shop and I've been to a Turkey Hill, but I have never.
I ain't never been to a Loaf and Jug. Never been to Loaf and Jug. Aunt Mabel's got four. Husband's been dead for 4 years, but still thinks he runs things. He's been pushing up shit. Damn, I'll tell you what. Don't talk to Mabel in the wrong way. Look at her with your good eye.
I can guarantee that most people listening to this show, the two of them, have never heard of Loaf and Jug. I hadn't.
Loaf
That's
and
the
Jug.
The reason I read this story.
It's like Jesus Christ. Like, well, Loaf. No, that no. You know, a Loaf and Jug could be a name of a really bad strip club. You go to see the Jugs, but she's got a yeast infection. It could happen. Loaf and Jug. It's the Jug. A Jug with the loaf. You know.
But here's the key to this story.
Wow.
This is the part. Goes back to the $15 an hour deal. Kroger, the company.
Oh, I love these.
Expanding their supermarket self checkout registers to 400 by next year. Up from the current time. And why are they doing that, John? Because they don't want to pay cashiers $15 an hour. I'm telling you, these people are pushing.
Well, why would you? Because, dude, you know what you do? I've done this for a while. You want to find out, okay, you go to a cashier, you're a sweet young thing, whatever, and
you want to see how stupid they really are. I'm being honest. I'm not even being nasty. You want to see how stupid? I mean, we all grew up with math. Like 1 + 4 = 5 and 9 -
right.
7 = 2. Yeah, it's great stuff. I mean, it actually works. I still don't teach it anymore. They got to get some other bullshit course they're going to throw in there. And okay, well, you give them, okay, let's say it comes to like 997. Okay, you give them $12.02 and see what they do with it. Their head will explode.
You're right.
The head. It's fun to watch. I've done it a number of times. Oh my God.
That was
perfect. Are you serious?
What the fuck was that? Oh my God! No! Oh my God! Really? Oh, you scared the rabbits out of my yard right now. Oh my God!
That was called the good and evil theme. Okay.
Oh God, you're supporting
right,
the machine now.
They can't count the change. All right, here we go. Now this story. I don't know why it makes you laugh. Because when you drink,
okay, don't hold it to yourself. Let it out.
All right. Wisconsin Pickens Day. I can't even read this without laughing.
Oh, boy. How
Metro Market stores are retrofitting all their stores with environmentally conscious lighting.
Oh God! So what do they do? They turn half of them off and let people wander in the dark. I mean, what do they do?
What I want to know is, what is environmentally conscious lighting?
That would mean that they turn all the lights off and people can use their own flashlights. You ever seen American Pickers? You ever seen American Pickers? That's what they want their grocery store shoppers to be. They want them to climb over counters with their flashlights and trying to find what they want.
So
because it's good for the environment.
Conscious lighting. Now,
yeah, you get a bunch of freaking creeping moles through. That's a beautiful sight. I mean, think about it. Look at the mind picture of that. It's fantastic.
But somebody paid millions of dollars to some consulting group, and they said
yes.
That you need to include environmentally conscious lighting in your stores.
Right.
And I was like, I wish I had thought of that.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Well, we turn off all the lights off, and you have to bring your own flashlight. That makes the fact that our store is saving you money by not using electricity. We are off the grid when we turn off the lights, except for the freezers and the cash registers and the
helmet, the miner's hat.
It's so sad. I mean, dude, the whole world's coming to an end. I mean, the end times have to be close because there's so much stupidity going throughout the world. This is a microcosm of the problem.
People are
stupid, and they're multiplying. It's amazing. I mean, you go back 30 years ago, it's like, okay, things were a little simpler. Nobody had cell phones 30 years ago. Nobody had all this crap. As soon as this comes, all of a sudden our minds got sucked into the lithium battery, and all of a sudden we cannot walk around like Sauron rule our life through. You don't even know who's running your life anymore. You don't even know. Okay, I use T-Mobile. Why use Verizon? Does it matter? You're the part of the Borg. It doesn't matter. It's the same arms of the octopus. It doesn't matter.
Every week I read this shit and I'm like, oh my God, we're getting deeper and deeper.
No,
and
you think of it in the microcosm, the macrocosm. The world is becoming more and more stupid. It's just dumb. It's the dumbing down of the global dumb down. We're part of it. We're keeping people. Our show is a banner of light against the shadows of Mordor.
We are the light. Head towards us. We are the shining city upon the hill. We are it. This show is the one. We are enlightening America one Vietnamese at a time.
You saw the movie The Shining. Yeah, we are the shining moment. You got that right. Okay.
And with that shining moment, you don't want to be Scatman Crothers.
All right.
Let me ask you a question.
2017, 2018, the orange crop.
You didn't get my joke. Scatman Crothers with the axe. Let me ask you a question.
Whatever happened to ask?
Why can't I ask you a question? Ask you a question.
I know.
Let me ask you something. I know you asked me nothing. I'll hack you to the back. Hey, what the frick? Where are we going with this?
I don't have to explain the joke. The audience
ask.
Can get it.
Let me ask you a question. I'll hatch you an answer.
The next year's orange crop is projected to be the lowest ever. The lowest ever. You know why, though, don't you?
Okay. Oh, it must be the global cooling. I mean, global warming. I mean, climate change.
No, actually, it's because of that damn hurricane that came through. But this is amazing. Actually, they're going to only harvest 35 million boxes of oranges, which is below the 36 million boxes that they did in 1943. So what does that mean?
Our Navy is the same size, too. Everybody's worried about oranges, but our Navy is back to that age, too. So nobody worries about the Navy. They're worried about their orange juice. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, go out and buy frozen orange concentrate and put it in your freezer because it's going to be worth a mint. Think about that.
It will be worth a mint as long as you have to, but you have to concentrate on it. Yeah, you have to look at it and make it believe.
You have to make it believe. Have you ever eaten a hazelnut?
Otherwise, it'll be another Jonestown. I mean, you don't want that. You don't want the Kool-Aid. You want the orange juice.
Have you ever eaten a hazelnut?
A hazelnut?
Hello. Yeah, hazelnut.
Well, if you're dating Hazel, she's got nuts. She must be Thai. But, I mean, besides that... hazelnuts, yeah, I do like them. I don't do the Nutella thing. It looks like poop in a can. But, I mean, what?
Anyway, Oregon hazelnut growers are receiving a starting minimum price of 96.5 cents per pound, according to the Hazelnut Growers Bargaining Association. Hey, that's another thing. There's actually a group of people called the Hazelnut Growers Bargaining Association. I'm the president.
Yes,
HGBO.
You ain't never heard of that, friend. If you ain't heard of HGBO, you ain't living. You ain't no church going boy. No, near the Pete in Oregon. But no, you ain't no church going. Must be that John Smith people. No, it's not. No,
anyway,
I can climb a ladder. I don't need the ladder day. What?
The price is 23 cents per pound lower than normal due to. Growers in the country of Turkey are ramping up production this year. Yes.
So, see, it's complete. The circle's complete. We're talking to a turkey for nuts.
Turkey nuts. Have you ever had turkey nuts? I had those in California. They're good.
What's the difference between deer nuts and beer nuts? Deer nuts are under a buck. But anyway, no, we're not even going there. But my point is, when we're talking, Turkey is the biggest producer of hazelnuts. Don't you see a problem here? Shouldn't witch hazel grow the nuts?
Yes, I agree. I gobbled probably about 3 or 4 pounds of turkey nuts. To the place. Did you get that gobble?
That just sounds really, really bad, Frank.
There's a place.
Were you in like a Purdue facility? I mean, where are we going with this?
No.
I mean, this is bad. Were you juggling the nuts in your mouth for a little while before they went down easy? I mean, where are we going?
Yeah. There's actually a restaurant. I'm trying to remember the name of that town. It's on the Pacific Coast. It's in California. Their specialty is turkey nuts. Oh my God! You never had a McClintock's is the name of the restaurant. McClintock's. If you're ever out.
Well, that was actually a good movie, but that's beside the point. That was McClintock with an exclamation point. That was John Wayne. By the way.
Along, your favorite subject, asparagus.
Oh yes! Oh, buy asparagus water, says Whole Foods, and you did, fools. Anyway, what?
Listen to this. Well, asparagus prices have been cut in half this last year because of Peru and Mexico are pushing their prices from $40 a case to $20 per case. So what does that mean?
Some Americans picking the crops.
It means you can get asparagus for half price this year. Wait a minute, I got to see.
Yeah, because Americans are picking. Americans are picking the Mexican crops. See that? See that? It's all the illegal Americans going down to Mexico and picking their crops.
Oh, is that what it
is? That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't think about it.
By the way, if you start feeding your dogs treats, it will cost you a fortune. They eat these things.
Yeah. Look at you.
Wait. All right. You know, do we want to continue? We've already talked an hour, and no one's called in. Do we want to continue this yet?
I don't give a shit. You tell me what to do. I'm going to laugh at it, and I'll comment.
All right. Canada. Now, I don't know why this cracked me up.
Blame Canada.
Did you know that Canada's mustard seed harvest is the lowest it's been in 11 years? I didn't know that. I didn't know they grew mustard seeds in Canada, honestly.
Well,
but,
no, yeah. you know why that is. Well, it's pollinated by the golden weed.
Yep. So you can.
There it is.
Because of the drought. The mustard seed harvest is the lowest because of the drought. So what does that mean? That means French's, get it, French's in Canada. French's mustard is
that's great.
Prices are going to probably go up, right?
Well, I guess that sucks. I hate mustard, so it doesn't bother me at all.
What was that commercial? What was that stuff called? The fancy mustard, something, it wasn't Pompeii, it was something like Pompeii.
Grey Poupon.
Yeah, Grey Poupon.
Pass me the Grey Poupon. The Grey Poupon. Yeah,
okay.
Give me Grey Poupon. What, some old guy's shat in a jar? I mean, what do we mean Grey Poupon?
All right. How about some health news? If you eat omega-6 rich foods, you can reduce the risk of diabetes,
yes,
according to a study. Researchers examined participants for omega-6 markers, finding people with high levels of linoleic acids were 35% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes. But, okay, so what,
you know,
is omega-6?
That
is that like seafood? What is that?
Oh, no. What omega-6 is, another word for bullshit. What that means is if you don't drink as much soda, you're not going to get diabetes. That's what that means.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. See, the omega-6 is good. When you go to omega-6 and drop the Mountain Dew, all of a sudden you stop drinking Mountain Dew, you take omega-6. All of a sudden, look, I'm healthy now.
I've got a marketing idea. I just thought of it. Why don't we come out with a soft drink and call it omega-6?
Because there's probably a patent on it already.
We'll call it omega-7 then.
Oh yeah, true story. Back in 2004, DEFCON went for our names of our products. We wanted it to be DEFCON 3, DEFCON 2, DEFCON 1. We had to name it Defense Condition 3, Defense Condition 2, Defense Condition 1. There was
really?
A reason. And in 2004, there was a stupid freaking California company that had an energy drink called DEFCON 3. Now, when you go for a copyright, they kind of look at things. I'm like, I'm not thinking wings, sauces, and energy drink, but I guess if you get down in the bowels of somewhere, you're going to find people that will use it as such. Well, here's your sign. But, I mean, it's just like, and to this day, we can't rename the products DEFCON 3.
No kidding.
DEFCON 2.
Well,
DEFCON
in a related story, actually, in a weird kind of way, the next story is the FDA commissioner wants to take a closer look at health claims used by food manufacturers on their packaging. The commissioner is concerned
here we go again. Now we got Tipper Gore putting in exclamations on cassette tapes. All right, what do we got here?
Companies make claims that are more motivated by marketing than consumer health, and the agency is looking at how to buy healthy.
No. I say no to marketing. Nobody uses marketing. No way. No freaking way.
Yes. Can you believe that? I love this. This part of the show to me just cracks me up. France, you know, the country of France.
Yeah.
Well,
freedom
okay,
price.
France is very much a liberal, socialistic country,
say it
right?
Ain't so, Joe.
It is a liberal, socialistic country, right?
It's a bastion. Not to be confused with Bastogne.
France is delaying a proposal to raise minimum prices at retail stores as President Macron seeks to guarantee the move will boost farm income and minimize inflation. Proponents of the increased minimum prices claim they could improve margins. No shit. And benefit the supply chain.
Wow. He should be the Jet Propulsion Lab president.
The changes would lift consumer prices by as much as 15%. They're trying now to set the prices on everything in France. The president there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever happened to the free enterprise, free world shit? I guess it doesn't.
Well, no. When socialism comes to a country, that's what most millennials don't get is someone's got to pay for it. Someone
right.
has to. And when you hand stuff out, it's not free. It's not free. When you're 12, it's free. When you become 18, it's not free. And that's what they're getting. I can't say it's going to become a Venezuela, but I'll tell you what, they keep going on the same track. It ain't going to get any better.
I always love our commentary. Okay. Next story. Now, this is sad.
Free is – there's nothing – nothing is for free. Unless it's spelled P-H-R-E-E. That means he's selling you something else.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm free at last, or whatever he said. Okay.
Right.
This is
as he headed to the sun.
Story.
That was almost Dionysus, but anyway, good.
Disease and pest outbreaks are threatening the Ivory Coast cocoa output. Now, this is sad. Listen to this. Farmers could not afford to apply chemical treatments and pesticides for their cocoa plants due to the falling cocoa prices, which has led to damage from pests such as pod borers, caterpillars, myriads, and fungal disease, and black pod. It's so sad they can't even get for the price of chocolate. What?
If they had cell phone reception, they could have gotten the Pokemon critters in there, and the Pokemons would have fucked them up.
We're going to have a show about – you're going to have to explain to me that whole Pokemon thing. I do not get it. I do not get it.
What do you, CNN? Oh, yeah, Pokemon Go. Hillary said that jeopardized the election. Police. Ugh, and that was one of the funniest stories I've heard in a long time. But anyway, Pokemon, it is what it is. I mean, it started in the early 90s. It was a cartoon. I remember like the first and second generation of those guys, the little critters, and then after that.
I remember them.
It's kind of cool. You get out of your house. You walk around, and you catch things. It doesn't matter if they're real or not. You're catching things. It gets you out of the house and walking around. That's what everyone needs is to get out of the freaking house and walk around. Don't worry about the Xbox. It'll be there when you get back.
Isn't that like a prostitute? You walk around and you go catch things. Is that the same kind of? Are you catching?
Yeah, but
there's
a difference. There's a difference. Well, unless you're talking about STDs, but yeah, that's fine. But if you're talking about actually like a prostitute, no, Pokemon's free. It's free. It doesn't cost you a penny.
Okay, well, that's different. That is different.
It gets you out of your house. You go walk around, and you catch little critters. It's kind of cute. It's kind of funny. And whatever. It gets you out of the freaking house. There's nothing to Call of Duty. I must play Call of Duty. Well, I'm playing Black Ops. Okay, you weigh 400 pounds, and you live in your mom's basement. You might want to get out to see sunlight. There's a thing called sunlight. You need more vitamin D in your life. I mean, it's just there's no downside to Pokemon. Well, people walk out in front of cars playing this game. People have been walking out in front of cars ever since the cell phone was invented. We have women pushing out strollers from between parked cars just to test the waters before they cross while they're on the cell phone. I mean, it has nothing to do with Pokemon.
One simple question. When you say Pokemon, all I can see is that little thing going wah 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 wah.
That's Pac-Man.
All right. So what is Pokemon cards?
Pikachu.
Pokemon cards.
It's Pikachu. It's fucking Pikachu. It's a little yellow, little buttery dude. That's Pikachu.
Okay. So what do? You go out and do what?
There's hundreds of different kinds of Pokemon you can catch, and then you go to a gym, and they call them gyms, just because the young kids like to think they're gyms. They're arenas where you kill the other Pokemon, but they call them
gyms.
Oh, gyms
like
GYM,
or are you saying GYM?
GYM, not like Slim Jim. No, GYM. Slim Jim, that's a sedentary person inside the house. A GYM is what they don't go to.
Okay, right.
But anyway, you put guys in there to defend the gym, and the other guys come in there. There's three different teams. It's fun. If you don't know what it is, don't call it stupid. You gotta give it a shot. The first day, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? What?
I want to come there, and I want to like get a couple of beers, and I want to play Pokemon.
Well, then do it.
I will.
It's global.
I just don't.
You can go to Turkmenistan and play Pokemon. You can go to Pakistan and play Pokemon. You can go to France. They might tax it, but you can go to France and play Pokemon.
Alibaba
Pokemon
Group.
Global, baby.
You've heard of Alibaba, right?
That's the other side of the world's eBay, yeah. And
right,
Alibaba, they want to do everything in very large amounts. But anyway, yeah.
Listen to this. They're planning to invest, I'm not making this number up, more than $15 billion over the next 3 years in a global research and development initiative. The Alibaba...
Good.
The DAMO Academy will start by opening labs in 7 cities around the world with research focusing on data intelligence, the Internet of Things, financial tech, quantum computing, and human-machine interaction.
Yawn. Okay.
Then you're playing Pokemon.
No, I'm just thinking Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. That's all I'm thinking about.
That's what I think of, too. All right. Health news.
Right.
This is an interesting health news. We've got 17 minutes. Consuming undercooked poultry, which is wrong.
That will kill you.
May increase the risk of urinary tract infection.
Wow, that's something. If I shoved a raw Cornish game hen up my ass, I just might catch something too. So why would you eat raw poultry? I mean, honestly, why would you eat raw poultry? That's just stupid. Let me drink the pink fluid that came from the bag. It's like, who thinks of this stuff? Of course. Oh.
Researchers found that E. coli from poultry and samples from participants with infection had an overlap. While the study found a link, the researchers noted it didn't prove the cause and effect. But anyway, if you eat raw chicken...
But they all work in Chipotle.
You could get yourself a urinary Chipotle. That's funny. You could get yourself a urinary tract infection.
In Chipotle, that's a wrap.
I do know some more better fun ways to get a urinary tract infection, and it's not eating raw chicken.
No, it's just shoving a Slim Dick up your dick.
You said it. Okay.
Yes, I did.
I'm getting rid of that story.
Guaranteed
too,
UTI. Guaranteed UTI. Probably gallstones too, but hey, that's they can nuke those things from the inside. Look at that go.
Walmart is adding 1,000 additional locations for shipping online groceries in fiscal 2019.
Happy.
The company U.S. online sales, listen to this. This is an amazing number. Grew 60% in its latest quarter. 60%. And Walmart expects a 40% online sales growth through fiscal 2019. That blows me away. You know, they bought Jet.
My granularity grows 60% in the morning, and it's hard to take a pee. So, I mean, what's the big deal about this?
You know, it is tough to do that. It's tough to hit that little hole, that big hole in the toilet when you're in that condition. Have you noticed that?
You have to sit there and wait for it. It's like, why are you doing this now? What's up?
Exactly.
Me?
But
stop talking. Talk it down. Think about something like bad.
Because that's like the.
That's why morning sex is better.
Yeah, but you get the biggest ones in the morning just before you have to pee.
That's when you plow out the nappy dugout. You do your deed, and then all of a sudden, I can finally piss.
What a way to end the show. Okay, let me see. We have anything else here? Oh, no. Okay. The next two stories, and we're done. We got 14 minutes. We're going an hour and a half tonight.
That was a show ender, but that's sweet.
That was a show ender. Now, this is
that
for you,
was
New
a
Jersey.
Show ender. Oh, New Jersey, hey!
Oh, my God. Speaking of cranberries, New Jersey. I didn't know New Jersey was
Speaking of urinary tract infections, now we go on to the cranberries. Well, you're on a roll.
Exactly.
This is great.
Well, listen to this. This is an amazing story. New Jersey cranberry farmers need cold weather to turn their berries deep red instead of remaining pale green or white. The berries do not change color.
I know that. Now listen to this.
This is important. If
they don't bounce as high, and they don't get counted out. Yeah, I get it.
They will not be sellable for juice or craisins when Thanksgiving rolls around because it's too hot. It's too hot. You guys need cold weather. I didn't realize that New Jersey was such a big cranberry area, but because
you didn't realize? What are you talking about, dude? There's thousands of acres of bog stuff.
Really? Where?
No, dude,
like,
these cranberry farms
like
are enormous.
In Newark? Where is it? Like,
no, it's not in Newark. No, it must be in Camden where you get shot. They must guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess they're guarding the cranberry farms. Oh, please. Now, there's you don't get the Jersey very much. Yeah, it's not all about turnpike. It's not all about refineries. It's not all about getting shot. Not all about taxes. But, I mean, there's a lot more to Jersey. And you didn't. Yeah, I guess you didn't come up here very much. You would have known about the cranberries. Come on.
No,
come on.
True.
Oh, come on, come on.
But I just don't. You know, when I think of cranberries, I think of Ocean Spray, of course, right?
Right, and they all come from Jersey.
There's something about New Jersey and the word Ocean Spray that just don't go along with each other.
Oh, you mean like a coastline? I mean, what are you talking about?
Yes, I just don't get it. It's just I did not know this. I don't get it.
You're below the Manson-Nixon line. I mean,
peanut butter's
a nuance. I mean,
anyway, if you guys don't get cold weather up there, we're gonna have white and pale green craisins.
And we're gonna have UTIs all over the freaking place.
And yeah, you're exactly right. We're gonna have UTIs.
And there'll be a Fremunda cheese bumper crop come spring.
I remember I had a UTI back in college, and everybody was like,
thanks for sharing there, Frank. I appreciate
that. I'm really sorry you had a UTI, but I kept thinking about the positives of it because it was so much fun.
Oh, there's a ton of them.
Oh, yeah, there is. But it was so fun to get a UTI. Now when you... Okay.
So that's why you want to get a Hummer when you got gallstones, because hopefully she'll be swallowing your razor blades. But please.
Now there's a show closer right there. All right, one last.
No, I think the one before that was.
No, you're right. The other one was a good one. We should have closed right then. Okay.
But you kept
sugar.
The agony. You kept the agony.
Well, I'm trying to stretch it out. We got 11 minutes. Excessive sugar consumption. This is going to be a good one. This is going to be groundbreaking. You ready?
Might cause diabetes.
If you eat too much sugar, it may damage your liver.
No. Don't say it ain't so.
Researchers found that 3 months on a high sugar diet, which included 650 calories of sugar daily, caused participants to develop high levels of fat.
Oh my goodness. And when you chase a parked car, you're probably going to get a broken nose. Oh my goodness.
Can you believe it? No one called in.
No. We're on a roll all night, man. Remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? No, don't stop him. He's on a roll. It's like, yes. Let them run with it. Let them run with it. It's like Satan's pitchfork. They're dueling right now. It's great stuff.
Next week, we got some guy from the United Kingdom who has a charcoal oven that I don't remember his name, who's going to be on our show.
You do the indoor barbie. You put the coals in the oven. You heat them up, and you don't wake up. So therefore, I've made me money, and you become sod.
It does actually. He showed me pictures of this oven. It's pretty cool. But anyway, he's going to tell us.
Oh, of course,
right,
it's got to be good. I might as well look at it.
Hey, John, we have to be very nice because there's a potential that we can get on the ground floor of this.
I'll be the top of me game. I promise.
Okay.
I promise to be top of me game. I shan't mention the Germans and how the United States saved them. No, I won't mention nothing. I'll be a good boy.
Okay. All right, so we're just about done. Thank you for joining us again for our show.
God bless you.
God bless you. If you hung in there for the last hour and 22 minutes, yeah, very much God bless you. And I'm done, so all you have to do is close out the show.
For next week, I'd like to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to get someone from the UK on the show. And saying that, I'm going to go back to 1967 for a great US custom saying, same bat time, same bat channel. See you next week, folks.
Drink some beer. Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Well, I've been known not to walk the line. I find myself drinking on company time. Pour me some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
I want some whiskey.
Get up on the table now, break that bottle now. Drink, 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 drink. I could raise some hell and I could do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that could dump a few shells. Going back in the back, old Jack in the sack. Head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Well, we've been known not to walk the line. We stumble damn near every night. Pour us some.
river set me free.
Yeah. Get up on the table now, break that bottle now, drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and get me some, but if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't lost the line, cause I'm a rebel, son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar.
Three shot, four. Raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gonna treat me right. I'ma raise a little hill till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.